We have had pictures up for the last few weeks about this very bizarre episode in China, of which some people claim that it has military applications. I don't know. The picture I've seen doesn't look anything from this world. What's your take on all this? And what happened exactly?
Well, it's a really interesting case. What happened was that on July 7, there was a UFO that was seen in the vicinity of one of the major city airports. Hangzhou is the city, and the regional airport there was Zhaoshan International Airport. And this UFO was sighted around 9 o'clock in the evening, and it led to a shutdown of the airport for close to an hour. It was 18 flights had to be diverted to another nearby airport before they opened it up. And the interesting thing was that on July 9, just 2 days later, a number of the Chinese media ran stories about the UFO closing down the airport. And it's important to keep in mind that in China, it's still a very tightly controlled society, that the media doesn't put things out unless the political elite are satisfied and happy about that. And so this was some of the leading official organs for the Chinese Communist Party that actually allowed these stories to come out. And accompanying the stories were a couple of photos of the UFO that looked like a kind of cylindrical object with lights and so forth. And so what happened then was that the story went around the world, and the photos then got essentially kind of mixed up with a lot of other photos that had nothing to do with the airport. The initial story run by the People's Daily, the two photos used in that were photographed by a local resident at the time of the UFO sighting in China, in the city of Hangzhou. And what happened was that when the Western media got to it, you had ABC News and MSNBC and the Los Angeles Times and so forth running stories, and they were mixing up those photos with unrelated photos that really had nothing to do with that sighting. And then there were some videos were thrown in that also had nothing to do with the sighting. So what eventually happened was that a weapons analyst from MIT got to look at all of this photos, the videos, and basically concluded at the end that that they were all fake, that there were some problems with them, and that they had nothing to do with the China sighting. And so the whole thing kind of like didn't get that much media coverage because the media was using a lot of kind of fake photos and video that really had nothing to do with the sighting, and that was debunked. So it was almost as though there was someone wanting the China UFO story to be debunked and kind of mixed up the photos that were taken with some unrelated photos that really were just misidentifications of other objects, whether it's planes or rockets and so forth. And then there was a kind of a more recent development, which was a team of researchers from Shanghai and Beijing. They went and they tried to find out what was going on. Of course, they tried to find out what was going on from the Chinese aviation authorities and didn't make much headway there. And then they interviewed some of the witnesses that took photos and analyzed the photos that appeared in the People's Daily, the first one. And their conclusion was that, well, this was not a UFO, but it was a misidentified airplane. And so that immediately raises the question, well, was that what closed the airport? And there's no way that a major regional airport like that would close because air traffic controllers somehow confused an airplane for a UFO. There was something else going on.
Right.
But it seems that the photo that was used was not really the legitimate UFO. That seems to be the conclusion now at the moment.
Okay, so the one we've seen, which kind of has all the small little lights along the base of it, that's not the real one you're saying.
Well, that was the one that was initially published. So that was taken on July 7 of something in the vicinity of Hangzhou Airport. Now, according to these UFO investigators from Shanghai and Beijing, that is just a misidentified plane. I mean, that's their conclusion.
Well, it doesn't look like a plane to me.
Right. Well, it's a very strange object. But nevertheless, they still left open the possibility that even though the photo, in their opinion, was not a genuine UFO in the sense of an ET vehicle, they still did leave open the possibility that there was an extraterrestrial vehicle that closed the airport. It was just that the photos were not of that. So there was a lot of kind of confusion over exactly what that means now, because you have an official story from the Chinese media sanctioned by the government talking about a UFO closing an airport with photos that apparently Chinese UFO researchers now say are not of the UFO that closed the airport. And so the whole thing is pretty confusing until you start to kind of hear from some of the kind of more confidential reports of what's going on. And I have a colleague in Hong Kong, Neil Gould, who runs Exopolitics Hong Kong. Okay. And he actually has some sources inside of mainland China. And one of the sources that he used basically told him that the object actually was sighted first by an airline. So there was a pilot involved in that sighting. And that what happened then was that somehow the UFO damaged or interfered with the radar for the air traffic control at Hangzhou Airport, and that the radar failed. Now, obviously, when you have something like that happening, that's a kind of national security issue. And so that would explain why the government kind of came in so quickly and declared that this was something that they didn't want people to be talking about. And there were sources being cited saying, well, this is a military affair now. And basically that's a code for everyone in the Chinese media to basically be quiet, don't talk about this.
Yeah, back off, right?
Exactly. And no one in China is going to do anything to get the government upset there, because it is still very tightly controlled. But I think my personal reading of this is that even though you have kind of a lot of kind of mixed information there, the bottom line was that the Chinese authorities sanctioned some of their leading media newspapers to report the incident to begin with, and then they wanted to see what the Western reaction would be. And I think that there's probably people in China that are wondering, well, what if we were the ones that were to break the secrecy, you know, the international secrecy over UFOs and extraterrestrial life? What would happen if we did that? Would it be to our benefit? I think they would see lots of benefits for China personally in doing that. And they probably just wanted to test the waters and see what the Western reaction would be. And I think what we saw in terms of some of the leading U.S. Newspapers, television programs, and so forth, kind of very grossly mixing the photos that were taken on July 7 with kind of a lot of misidentifications and fakes, that I think that they would conclude that, well, if we ever did go forward and disclose that UFOs were here and we put out the evidence, the Western media would spin it so badly for us that we'd be made to look like fools. So they're probably looking at that maybe that might not be worth it for them to do that.
Well, that's a good point. What's your gut tell you, Michael? What do you think this was?
I think it was a real extraterrestrial vehicle that basically hovered over the airport or did things to some of the equipment there that led to the airport closing down. Now, whether it was a radar malfunction or that actually was what caused the airport shut down, but I think ultimately there was some kind of ET-related vehicle involved, because that would be the sort of technology that could lead to radars malfunctioning like that.